Welcome to Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Join us for an in-depth look at Iowa agriculture. Here's your host, Riley Smith.
I know rain delays are keeping most of you out of the fields at this point, but hopefully that will let up soon and we can get those planters rolling. Welcome into this week's edition of Weekend Ag Matters. I'm Riley Smith. Segment one this week is brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. Russ Parker, Dustin Huffman will join us later on in the show. As for right now, let's start with a quick look at the news headlines. Affordability and accessibility are the top barriers for farmers seeking mental health services, per an American Farm Bureau Federation survey. During May Mental Health Awareness Month, the Iowa Farm Bureau wants to remind farmers support is readily available and at no cost through personal assistance services. This service provides families with personalized ongoing counseling. It is facilitated by rural mental health clinicians, many of whom have a farming background or understand the unique challenges farming communities face. They offer tailored support for stress, anxiety, sleep issues, substance abuse, and more. Iowa Farm Bureau President Brent Johnson says, quote, "We put so much energy into our farms that sometimes we can neglect our own well-being. While farming is a calling and a significant part of our life, you, as a friend, spouse, parent, neighbor, community member, and volunteer, are irreplaceable, and your health deserves to be prioritized. We feel strongly about mental health for farm families, which is why we provided financial assistance to a farm-focused mental health program in 2020 that has now expanded nationwide," end quote. Additionally, Iowa Farm Bureau has compiled a comprehensive list of mental health services, Iowa-based resources, and suicide prevention hotlines that assist all Iowans in their pursuit of wellness. For more information, visit iowafarmbureau.com/farmstress. In other news, the 2024 Iowa's Best Burger was announced this week. From cheese curds to chip dust, burgers as big as dinner plates to multiple patty burgers, fresh veggies to cheeses and sauces to spreads, this year's top 10 Iowa's Best Burger restaurants had it all. However, only one can claim the title of Iowa's Best Burger in 2024, and this year's winner goes to JJ's Tavern and Grill in Ankeny. Owners Rick and Lilia Romero and Michael Roberts, also the general manager, and Liberty Van Genderen say JJ's Tavern and Grill is about family. They've worked diligently to build this for their employees, but also want their customers to recognize the family vibe. JJ's Tavern and Grill offers a wide selection of elevated bar food offerings. As Liberty described, there is something for everyone's palate. The Best Burgers contest timing is intentional and celebrates the kickoff of Iowa's Beef Month. JJ's has several beef options. The menu currently features 8 smash burger selections. All look delicious, but Rick and Michael highlighted the JJ Smash Burger, the Brock Curdy Burger, and the Jalapeno Cheddar. Each smash burger can be a single patty or double. The competition in being named as a top 10 contestant in Iowa's Best Burger competition has already had a significant impact on the business. Since being named a top 10 contestant on March 12th, they went from selling 13 burgers a day to over 36. JJ's recently opened in late November of last year. They have recently added a patio for an outdoor dining experience and additional seating. This was the 15th year for the annual Iowa's Best Burger Contest and had the added excitement of allowing previous winners the chance to be nominated again. The Best Burger Contest is sponsored by the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association to showcase the value partnership between Iowa's cattlemen and food service providers through delicious burgers crafted by Iowa's talented chefs and restaurateurs. And finally, the weekly Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report contained a little bit of surprising data on the progress of planting so far this season. The report is released weekly April through November, and additionally, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship provides a weather summary each week during this time. For the crop report, although the week began with dry weather, by Friday, severe storm systems brought cooler temperatures and rain, which allowed Iowa farmers 4.2 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 28th, according to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. The storms also brought tornadoes and hail to areas of the state. Corn, soybean, and oat planting advanced early in the week, but came to a halt for most as storms arrived. Topsoil moisture condition rated 5% very short, 17% short, 68% adequate, and 10% surplus. Recent rains led to just 22% short to very short for the state's topsoil versus 37% as of April 21st. Subsoil moisture condition rated 14% very short, 27% short, 53% adequate, and 6% surplus. corn planted reached 39% complete, 4 days ahead of last year and 3 days ahead of the five-year average. 2% of the expected corn crop has emerged. 25% of the expected soybean crop has been planted, 4 days ahead of last year and 5 days ahead of the average. And that's all the time we have for news headlines this week. Check out the rest of our daily news stories on iowaagnet.com. We'll go ahead and kick it over to Russ Parker with his faith-based food for thought here on Weekend Ag Matters.
My wife and I love to eat morels. They are one of those foods that just go with the first fruits of spring. Asparagus, fresh caught crappie, and morels. Nothing better. I asked my neighbor the other day if he'd found any morels yet, and his reply was, "The only way I'm going to see a morel if there's one on my plate. I never seem to be able to find them." Of course, 'tis the season to see all those Facebook posts of beautiful, newly found morels. Even saw a post from some guy showing a picture of a large area covered with them, and his caption read, "I wasn't even looking for these, just walked right into them." Well, of course he did. I'm sorry for the sarcasm, but I have the same challenge as my neighbor. My wife and I went out the other night and looked for 2 hours. She found one mushroom, not the edible kind, and when we got home, picked off a dozen ticks from our clothes. The only thing close to picking that we did. While we were hunting, I jokingly mentioned a well-known Bible passage. It goes something like this: "Seek and you will find, ask and you will be given." And I thought it was a really appropriate verse given the time and the circumstance while we were looking for morels. So when I got home thinking about it, I dug into the verse a little bit deeper. And here's the first part of what we read in Matthew 7. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened." And if we go back and look at the original text, their meaning has a little different context. The verbs are actually action verbs, with the idea that the action is continuous. So, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. It's not like the occasional seasonal hunt for mushrooms, but rather to always be looking for mushrooms. A much different undertaking and mindset. I trust you will agree. Matthew is telling us God wants to seek him always and diligently. Now the really good news are the next few verses, which read, "Which of you, if a son asked for bread, will give them a stone? Or if he asks you for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, even known to be evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" God is good, all the time. Food for thought, I hope. This is Russ Parker. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Russ. That's it for segment one on this week's episode. Coming up after this short break, Dustin sits down with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst to discuss the potential farm bill. This is Weekend Ag Matters.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.